It actually helps if I add myself to the stream. Good evening, everyone. Let's go try again. This is part take two. How are you? I'm Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat for Monday, August 26, 2019. And you know what that means. That's right. It's sports and leadership. And so if you saw the first part, it's just I'm going to redo it as a complete video now. So for those of you that are seeing this fully for the first time, you didn't miss anything. Okay, so here's what's going on in sports and leadership, because that's what we do on Monday. We're going to talk about Andrew Luck, quarterback, Detroit Lions. He just announced his retirement over the weekend and 2 weeks before the start of the season, and he says, this is it. I got to go. So he retired for health reasons, and it wasn't like he has a life career threatening ending incident, but he has a situation, an injury that's not getting better. And so he opted to go ahead and retire now, get that addressed, get that taken care of before it becomes a career ending. Well, on a more grand scale career ending situation. I mean, it did end his career. He decided to call it quits, but the injury, lower leg injury, it never got better. It just never got better. And so he's going into the season with that injury. And the NFL, National Football League, football is a very physical sport. No, there's other physical sports, but the NFL is a physical sport. And it's more dealing with head injuries, there's spinal cord injuries, nerve damage, that kind of stuff, brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries. So that's the physical part. And when you have another lower leg injury that just doesn't want to fix itself or doesn't want to correct itself, it may be time to go ahead and call it in and cash in your chips and just say, hey, that's it. Get ahead of the curve. So that being said, he went ahead and retired. So where does that leave the Detroit Lions? Well, it doesn't leave them scrambling for a quarterback. He's been injured past couple of years, so he's been in and out of playing professionally because of injuries. So he saw the writing on the wall. It was time to leave. So it has not left the Detroit Lions Indianapolis Colts. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, because I keep thinking Detroit. No, Indianapolis Colts. Colts. There we go. Andrew Luck, Indianapolis Colts. Wow. It's been a long day. It really has. And then the outage kind of just threw everything off. And I even wrote Detroit Lions. So that just lets you know my notes are just off. Anyway, so where does it leave him? He's been injured, but there's other quarterbacks, second, third, fourth in the depth chart. And they've got plenty of great players. So it's not going to leave them hurting. It's going to leave them in a situation now fully knowing that they're going to go into the 2019 season without Andrew Luck. That being said, the Colts should be good to go. They're not going to be a powerhouse team. They might work their way magically into the playoffs, but I say give them another year and then we'll see where that goes on. On the leadership side of things, what does that do for the team? What does that do for Andrew Luck? What does that do? Well, for one, it shows that Andrew Luck knows his limits. He has his limitations. He knows his limitations. He knows what they are, and he knows that what it takes to get there. So that being said, what does that say? Well, that being said, it's a good thing that he is a leader. He stands up and he shows that, hey, this is what I know. This is who I am, and I know my limits, and I know how far I can push myself, and I also know when it's time to just not, when to stop doing that. So that said, we wish him luck. I wish him a lot of luck in his future. Hope he gets better. Hope that leg gets better, that injury heals up, and if everything is fine. And I'd rather him say, I'm glad I retired so I could get better, but I might have retired too soon, as opposed to, man, why didn't I retire when I thought about it? So it's, you know, when he first thought about it, thinking now. So that's the situation. Here's a leader who knows that, you know, his time has come. Here's a leader who knows that he has only X amount of time left, and he knows that time. I mean, they all have a certain amount of time, and everybody's one bad snap away from a career-ending injury like with Joe Theismann, and remember that movie, The Blind Side? Yikes, that was terrible. Or that's where the movie The Blind Side came from, is because of the Michael Orr. The Washington Redskins drafted Michael Orr just to protect the quarterback because of The Blind Side. So, and Joe Theismann at that point, he was already done, but he had snapped his leg into two, his lower leg into two, and it was terrible. And I want to say it was Lawrence Taylor from New York Giants who did that. So, again, to get to that point, good for him. Kudos for him. He got to see it. He got to say, you know what? I played NFL. I played it very well. I mean, he was a very good quarterback. He was extremely, very, I mean, to the extreme. He was no Brett Favre. He was no Tom Brady. But you know what? He was Andrew Luck, and he had a place in the NFL, and he was one of the good ones. So that's going to be missed on the field. But what's not going to be missed is that he saw the writing on the wall, and he said, hey, enough's enough. Folks, speaking of enough's enough, I think I need to bring this episode to a close. And again, this is Let's Have a Chat for Monday, August 26, 2019. Today's topic is sports and leadership, and we're talking about Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck retiring because of an injury. And before he got worse or before he exacerbated the situation, and he's out. So good luck to him. Good luck to the Colts. Good luck as we're just a week and a couple of days away from kickoff. So there we go. Should be fun. Should be an interesting season. Folks, as always, I invite you to follow me on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. That's my name on Instagram. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. And let me know you're following because you watched the video, the Let's Have a Chat video. Anyway, so tomorrow, so let me know. Follow. Also, subscribe. And what else is there? Yeah, that's pretty much it. So our technical difficulties are done. Great. Now, let's get on with the night. Let's get on with Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday. Have a great Monday evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Oh, and hey, starting next week, starting on September 2nd on Labor Day, I'll be doing a show. But we're going to start 15 minutes earlier from here on out, or next week. We're going to start at 6:30 p.m. And again, a couple of minutes and then we're done. So I thank you for joining me. I thank you for watching. If you're watching and if you're listening on the podcast, thanks for listening on the podcast. Check us out every once in a while, especially when we go live starting next week at 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. What does that make it? 4:30 p.m. Pacific time and 2:30 p.m. Alaska Hawaii time. Wow. So either way, check us out. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening.